You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. It's Election Day weekend, the final hours before voting starts November 8th. Here's some last-minute election news. The Albany Times-Union endorsed Republican John Faso, and the Poughkeepsie Journal endorsed Democrat Zephyr Teachout to replace Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook, in the 19th Congressional District. The Columbia paper endorsed Teachout, Democrats Dee Dee Barrett for a local assembly seat, and Sean Francis for a state Senate seat, and urged a yes on the Kinderhook Library vote. Faso is meeting voters November 5th at 8 a.m. in Kingston at the Main Dietz Post Office, at noon at the Dutchess County Annual Veterans Ceremony at Wallace Center FDR State Park, and at the Kingston Veterans Association dinner at 5 p.m. On November 6th, Faso is at the Butch Anderson Annual Pancake Breakfast at 9 a.m. at the Poughkeepsie Elks Lodge. The Hudson Valley AFL-CIO hosts a labor walk for Zephyr Teachout at 9 a.m. November 5th at the Saugerty Senior Center. Daylight savings time ends at 2 a.m. Saturday, November 6th. That means an extra hour of sleep Saturday night and a reminder to change the batteries in smoke detectors. The Windham Journal reports that the State Department of Environmental Conservation rescheduled a meeting at the Mountaintop Library in Tannersville to gather public comment on the development of the Colgate Lake Wild Forest and Windham Blackhead Range Wilderness units for 6 p.m. November 14th. The forest areas are in the town of Jewett, Windham, Catskill, Cairo, and Hunter. DEC Region 4 spokesman Rick Georgeson reports that the Colgate Lake unit has 1,500 acres for fishing, kayaking, and primitive camping. The Windham Blackhead Range area bounds the Colgate Lake unit on three sides with some of the highest terrain in the Catskill Mountains, including 13 peaks over 3,000 feet high. Anyone with comments about DEC development of the areas should attend the meeting November 14th or email or mail written comments and suggestions to Maxwell Wolokenhauer at the DEC's Region 4 sub-office in Stamford. Read the full story in the Windham Journal. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced $1.3 million in funds for 12 Hudson River estuary projects, including several locally. The grants will support the repair and maintenance of docks and heritage wooden boats, offer new exhibits, educational opportunities, and enhanced accessibility for people with disabilities. The grantees include the Cary Institute for Ecosystem Studies in Dutchess and Ulster County, who received $158,549. Cary Institute for Ecosystem Studies will train secondary school students and teachers to use data from the Hudson River Environmental Conditions Observing System, or HRECOS, and the Hudson River Watershed to gain a better understanding of the environment. The Institute will build a web-based data portal to feature new environmental and social science data sets for classroom use, along with resources for students, teachers, and others. Cary staff also will partner with Spark Media Project to help students in three environmental justice communities participate in the Hudson Data Jam competition, an annual event that challenges students to creatively tell stories for a general audience using data from the Hudson River watershed. The Hudson River Maritime Museum in Ulster County received $120,263. The museum will build a 21-foot, 8-person heritage wooden boat to provide on-the-water education and access to the tidal Rondout Creek and Hudson River. The museum will document the boat's construction, which will take place at its Riverport Boat Building School. The grant will also fund construction of universal access to the museum's docks, including an accessible entryway and ramp to the docks, and an ADA-compliant kayak and small boat launch that includes a transfer bench for wheelchair to craft access. Arm of the Sea Productions in Ulster County received $73,934. Arm of the Sea Productions will complete the planning, design, and permitting needed to construct a center for Hudson River estuary education on the site of a 19th-century paper mill on the tidal Esopus Creek. The 1.5-acre property is adjacent to the Tina Chorvis Waterfront Park in the village of Saugerties. Marist College in Dutchess County received $54,674 to retrofit and upgrade a 28-foot educational vessel to increase accessibility for two educational programs that provide river-based outdoor experiences on the Hudson River estuary. The retrofit includes modifications to the deck railing, a widened rail gate, and a hydraulic ramp equipped with railings. The retrofit and equipment upgrades will expand opportunities for students of all ages and abilities to gain hands-on experience and knowledge of the estuary. And finally, the Rensselaer Land Trust in Rensselaer County received $26,500. The Land Trust will create a Hudson River Access Plan for shoreline communities in Rensselaer County. The plan will provide an inventory of existing public access sites, research for potential new sites, and will recommend improvements for storm resiliency and access for people of all abilities. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.